Well, howdy guys. Now we all know that most Femons try to dodge the wall. But the wall is undefeated. I think we all know who this is in the picture here. Priscilla Presley, who's 81. Trying to look 21. It's mind-boggling what these Femons see when they look in the mirror. Because it's obviously not what we see. But they all do it, don't they? Cher, Madonna, Nicole Kidman. The only thing they have, the only thing they actually work on, is their beauty. And when that goes, there's nothing else left. And if you think about it, it's quite sad, isn't it? Why don't they just grow old gracefully? If she hadn't had all that work done over the years, she would have looked a lot better than she does now. The trouble is, Femons cannot live in reality. Young Femons have a glow about them, for obvious reasons. But it doesn't last. It never lasts. And it's been like that since the beginning of time. Femons want to control everything, but they can't control nature. But Femons don't police Femons, so no friend of hers who's a Femon is going to tell her how ridiculously she looks. They do what they always do. They lie. It's a shame that Femons aren't any deeper than just being superficial like they are. Yes, of course, males are drawn to attractive Femons. But then what? Well, it's about who you are. But Femons are so hung up on their looks. Generally, there's nobody home. Of course, the problem is, Femons are used to hiding behind a mask from a very, very early age. They're trained to it by their mothers, by other Femons. They have no idea, I think, how ridiculous they look now. Even the young ones now are piling on the makeup so much, getting false eyelashes. They look like clowns. But they can't blame anybody else for it. They've done it all themselves. Anyway, guys, what do you think about it, eh? Take it easy.